Hey, everybody. Welcome back to It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast, a podcast focused on normalizing everyday challenges such as mental health, addiction, grief, divorce, loss, and many more. I hope this episode inspires you to be your best self and to live your dream life one day at a time. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Faith Friday on It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast. I actually have been, if you guys follow me on Instagram, you guys know I have a partially blue kitchen that I kind of painted on a whim. And guess what? Now I have a little bit different shade of blue in my bathrooms in the vanities. So I'm just painting things blue in this place and I am loving it. So if you guys don't follow me on Instagram, I'll link it in the show notes. And I'm definitely going to share like some updates of what the bathrooms are looking like because painting things random colors in my house seems to be my little hobby and I'm loving it. So today we're going to unpack the book of Ruth, and I learned a lot by reading the book of Ruth about how God restores your life, how God gives you a second chance if you just, you know, treat people well and do the right thing. And that is something that has just been showing up for me more and more lately, is like, I feel like I've lived so many different lives by 31. And the one that I'm living now is actually one that glorifies God and has me, you know, where I'm supposed to be on my path. And the book of Ruth opens with this woman, Naomi, and there's basically three characters in Ruth: Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz. So Naomi, her husband and both her sons die, and she has a daughter-in-law, a relatively new daughter-in-law named Ruth. Ruth just lost her husband. And Naomi says, hey, you know, go back to your hometown. And Ruth says, nope, I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to worship your God. Like, we're in this together. So Ruth and Naomi, they bebop to where Naomi has some family. And back in the Bible times, there is basically this person. I don't necessarily know if it's like a cousin or like what it is. So somebody that's related to Naomi, the like closest man, he now, since she's lost her sons and her husband, is responsible for like kind of looking after her and kind of in turn responsible for marrying Ruth if it's a fit. And so basically, Naomi and Ruth end up living in the same town that Boaz is living in. Ruth ends up working for Boaz unknowingly and then comes back and is like, oh my gosh, there's this guy I've been working with, telling Naomi. And Naomi's like, oh, this is great news. Maybe they'll fall in love, get married, and it'll like restore my family. And lo and behold, like any good romantic story, that's what happens. And so Boaz and Ruth end up getting married, and their son actually ends up being David, like David and Goliath, his grandpa. So crazy. And it always like connects the lineage. And I always think like, why are they connecting this lineage? And then you realize like you read about, you know, in the Old Testament, Ruth, and then, you know, you haven't even heard about David yet. And it's, so it's kind of, you know, connecting those different pieces, which I think is so cool. So basically, it's just this really cool story of, you know, Ruth, her whole life kind of getting redeemed. And, you know, at the beginning, her, you know, staying with her mother-in-law is kind of like an act of faith. And because she, you know, goes out on this, you know, act of faith and, you know, stays with her mother-in-law, stays loyal to her, God rewards her with, you know, a new husband, a new baby, you know, all these things. At the beginning, she's a mourning widow. And then by the end, she's a new bride and a new mother. And it's so crazy just to watch how God always has all these perfect pieces, you know, just lined up for you. And I'm going to give you one example that this kind of oddly reminded me of in my life. Because a lot of times God is so many more steps ahead of us than we even realize. So about 3 years when my father passed away, he had a little stick shift convertible and nobody really could drive it except for me. And so I'm like, okay, eventually I'm going to like start driving this car. It's going to be my weekend car, whatever. And literally for 3 years, I don't drive this car because I don't know, I can't as part of the grieving process. And about two out of these 3 years, I'm driving a company vehicle. And so it's like, at the time, it seems like I have like an unnecessary amount of vehicles. Like I'm driving a company vehicle, I have my personal vehicle, and then I have this other vehicle that's just been like sitting in my mom's garage for like a couple years, right? So I end up, while I'm driving the company vehicle, deciding to sell my personal vehicle, but keep the convertible, you know, just in case. And then about 2 months later, I turn of events, end up quitting my job. Obviously, I have to turn in the company vehicle. And now here I am driving this convertible that's been sitting for 3 years that I was like, why do I just have this random extra vehicle? And it's so crazy because the other day I was reflecting that like for so long, I was like, what am I going to do with this car? Am I ever going to drive it? And now it's like my everyday vehicle. And it's so crazy that like God looks out for us like that. Like God knew that like whenever I was in this kind of time where I was like, oh, because at one point I was thinking about selling my personal vehicle and the convertible. And like something which just told me like, nope, you need to keep the convertible. And I really feel like it was God just like, you know, kind of saying, hey, you know, you don't need, you know, all of this. Yes, it's, you know, good to kind of only have what you need. However, like you need to keep this for your future. And I was like, this makes no sense. Life is so weird. And then lo and behold, like a couple months later, I'm driving it all the time. So it was really just, I know those stories, that and Ruth's story, are completely different. However, it's just shows that God's always like 8 steps ahead of us. Like God always knows what we're going to need in the long term and is always looking out for our long-term future and our long-term needs and making sure that those are going to be met in ways that we can't even see coming and in ways that don't even make sense to us. Because I'm sure when Ruth was moving with Naomi, she's like, why the heck are we moving to this random place? You know, what is there for me here? And turns out new family for her there. And so it's so crazy. The more I read the Bible, the more I realize that God works through ordinary people and God restores broken people, because there's nobody in the Bible that you read about that like comes from like this perfect family or, you know, kind of whatever we think people have to come from to be used by God. Most of the people are just ordinary broken people that just listen to God, follow what, you know, his calling is for them and really just kind of go from there. So I'm going to wrap up with Ruth there. It is a pretty short book. It's actually like 4 or 5 pages. So if you are like me and you love to like read an entire book of the Bible, but you can't sit down and read 30 pages, it's a great one. So before we wrap up, I want to tell you guys what I have been doing in 2024 to just improve my just Bible study time, reading the Bible, all that. And so my Bible challenge that I'm doing for myself and just kind of like posting about, sharing about, is trying to read 5 pages of the Bible a day. And whenever I first started reading the Bible, I would read like a page, half a page, maybe 2 pages a day. And I decided for 2024, like I really want to read the whole Bible this year. And so just like quick head math, if I read like about 5 pages a day, I'll be able to finish the Bible that I have by the end of the year. So that's what I've been trying to do. And let me tell you guys, I have learned so much. There's so many reminders just of God's love, of God restoring us. And actually on Monday's episode, I'm going to talk about what the Bible says about anxiety and depression, because we have all these what we think are new age problems and we don't realize like the Bible already addressed these things. The Bible already addressed when you're really anxious, when you're really depressed. It might not have addressed it in the ways that say, if you're depressed, here's what you do. But there's a lot of things in the Bible that speak to, you know, mental illness and things like that, that weren't even, you know, necessarily diagnosed at that time, you know, Bible times, and now are, you know, really prevalent issues. But since I have started reading 5 pages of the Bible a day, I have read about 8 books of the Bible. And I also want to tell y'all, I did not start in Genesis and go like that. Maybe some people want to do that. I think you can do it however you want. But for me, I've tried to read Genesis like 5 times and I just have never got through it. So I decided I was just going to start in Proverbs, read Proverbs, Psalms. I've read Ruth, 1st and 2nd Peter, Galatians, Ecclesiastes, and Daniel. And so I'm really just kind of bebopping through different books that I was interested in and wanting to learn more about, and also just people of the Bible. Like, I was interested in learning more about Ruth. I was interested in learning more about Peter. I love Proverbs and Psalms, you know, just different things that I kind of, you know, picked and chose for where I wanted to start. So this is my little encouragement challenge for you, that you can read 5 pages of the Bible a day. You can get through the whole Bible this year, and it's not too late to start. And I'll also link in the show notes, like there's a link to like Amazon goodies in the show notes. And in there, I actually have a whole thing that's just Bibles, Bible study resources, different things like that, if y'all are interested. Because I know for me, I personally, whenever I started, you know, to get my faith right, I didn't even have a Bible. Like, I was praying, but like, I didn't even have a Bible. And then I kind of felt like, ooh, who am I to be like trying to explore my faith? I don't even have a Bible. And then, you know, I got myself one and really just kind of dove in head first. And it's been so life-changing. There's been so many lessons. And I have really, really enjoyed it. So here's your reminder that you can read the Bible. And also, if you guys want like a little interpretation on Instagram, I break down the 5 pages that I read that day in kind of like normal day-to-day terms and like explain things I've learned. So if you're like, I don't necessarily want to commit to that, but I want to learn more, that's another option for you. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Faith Friday. I'll be back on Monday. We'll talk about what the Bible says about anxiety and depression. Hope you guys have a good weekend. And as always, happy healing, babes. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast. I'm your host, Madison. If you want to get tuned into more episodes, you can click the follow button in the top right-hand side of your phone screen. This will actually notify you when new episodes are published. If you loved this episode, please leave a 5-star rating and review. It really helps with the show. And last but not least, if you thought of someone during this episode that you were like, I really need my mom, my bestie, my sister to hear this episode, please share with a friend. And as always, happy healing, babes.